You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, there's some real excitement building around Matt Moore. He is getting closer and closer. As we speak, he is getting close to making his first official rehab start. What is the plan for him over these coming days and weeks?
We talked to Kevin Cash about that on Monday, and he was saying, based on the fact that he's actually had four throwing, you know, whether it was adding a live BP or in an extended spring game, he's had four of those, and he expects over the next month probably that total to be 10 by the time he comes back. So today will be three innings and 50 pitches maybe. So just keep monitoring his progress, and you know, hopefully the Rays are hoping, I guess, that he will be back by the first part of July.
And understandably, the plan would be to take the full 30 days that they are allowed by the CBA to make sure he is fully all the way up to speed?
That's my understanding, yes.
This has gone pretty well, hasn't it? I mean, this is the course of his rehab has been pretty encouraging, normal. It's really progressed pretty encouragingly, correct?
Well, to my knowledge and the times I've talked to him, he really hasn't had any setbacks. The only thing I've seen a couple of times is he's been maybe a little cranky about his control when he's had some of the outings. But, you know, he hasn't reported any pain with the elbow or any other parts of his body, you know, associated with getting ready to throw again. So, you know, it looks like the Tommy John surgery is always looked upon as kind of routine, and it looks like his is kind of evolving that way. But he's made the progress and should be good as new.
Another key guy who appears to maybe be on the way back is Desmond Jennings. What's his status?
I would say he's on his way back, but it's really not that encouraging because he had some at bats in a game on Monday, and Kevin Cash said he had some at bats, and his voice just really didn't sound that very excited about it. And we asked him if it was viewed as a setback, and he said no, but he still has some pain in that knee, which has been labeled as bursitis. And I know myself, I'm just surprised that, he's only played 18 games. And when this thing first came out, he thought he'd be back in a couple of days. And now here we are in June, and he hadn't played since April. So who knows when this guy's going to get back. I mean, he would be a big boost to the lineup. I know if you look at his numbers, they don't look that good, for the first part of the season. But I think you got to keep in mind that he went through spring training hitting about 450 and showing what he could really do. You can't sustain that kind of pace for that long of a time. So it was unfortunate, the timing of his injury, because I think at that point, you're probably pretty close to getting the flip side of the batting cycle.
He's not a guy that you would really push it with a knee either, is he? I mean, this is a guy where that the speed is a big part of his game. If they're not going to bring him back to kind of tolerate pain. He's going to have to be pretty much symptom-free to be back out there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's a correct assessment. And you know, another aspect of this, too, is playing on that artificial surface at Tropicana Field. So that's one thing that, I've heard outfielders over the years, no matter how good they make that stuff, it's bound to irritate you sooner or later. So I would imagine they're going to wait till that thing's pretty well cleaned up before they even put it back out there.
To move to a topic that we have talked about 1,000 different times, but it remains a topic, middle infield. Nick Franklin went deep, which was important. He really needed some good news. There's an opening for him to sort of seize some playing time, isn't it, if things go well for him?
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment. He, of course, he hit the home run the other night, and that broke an 0-for-25. The spell, but he's been working on some mechanical things. And keep in mind, these are almost like early season at bats for him because he missed so much time with the oblique injury. Certainly, right now they're running Cabrera and Logan Forsythe out at short and second. which is put Jake Elmore at first. And one of the reasons they put those two, you know, he likes that combination there is they're, you know, they catch whatever's hit their way. Franklin had a couple of lapses in the field, as did Tim Beckham, who, you know, is now on the DL. But, with the switch hitter and the fact that he can get in there left-handed, I think that certainly bodes well for him getting some more playing time.
You mentioned Beckham. How long are they going to be without him?
From all I understand, it should be the regular 15-day thing. It didn't sound like he had hurt his hamstring real bad, although we haven't gotten a lot of news about it since he, left the team. So they haven't really said, you know, it's going to be 15 days or it's going to go further than that. But, initially it's, the reports were that they kind of caught it at the right time. It's kind of a nagging thing. And, rather than have him gimp around for a few days, why not use the spot on the roster?
It seemed like coming into the year, one of the real pluses of this roster was that there were a lot of different ways the pieces could fit together, especially in the infield. And of course, that's kind of been a Rays hallmark for a long time. It was the team that made Ben Zobrist a star. There were these guys who could play different positions and kind of fit in different ways. With the number of guys that they are doing without right now, to what extent are they hamstrung with some of that versatility taken away?
I don't really think the one that hurt was Looney going down. And then that way you have to, Forsythe could play a decent first base. But, with Jake Elmore over there, he's clearly out of position. He even had an error last night. It didn't end up coming back and hurting them. But not having Looney at first, I think, complicates it a little bit. But of all those guys, I don't think there's really – Forsythe is having a really nice year offensively. But, if one of them goes down, they're almost interchangeable parts, I think. So really the biggest thing that has affected that, to me, in my opinion, has just been Looney not being there.
I guess that's what I'm getting at, is particularly when you start looking at things like the times when they move Forsythe over to first, you kind of take one of those pieces – out of the middle infield fit, and it just kind of they're not at a place where they don't have guys, but you just kind of you take away some of the different ways you can sort of mix and match.
Right, I can't stress enough how much having Cabrera and Forsythe there, catching what's hit to them, when you've got young pitching or any kind of pitching, and particularly when you're getting a good effort and you get that drop ball or thrown away ball. It just takes the wind out of their sails. And, so I think you're going to see as much of that as they can get away with. And, right now Jake Elmore is playing great offensively. So, you move him over to first and he's hitting like a first baseman. Last night was really something watching how he was, he got up there with the bases loaded. It's 2-0. And he gets a pitch that looks like it's, ball three. And they call it, it's a high strike. And instead of getting upset, in fact, look, they panned the cash in the dugout, and he looked like he was going to swallow the baseball. But next pitch, he pops a single in the right, and two runs score, and that proved to be the, really big wins last night. So he's been a nice plus for them, and they just bring him up from the minors for that. So,
are there any more internal pieces, reinforcements that might be a part of this, or are they pretty much stretched that out offensively?
I think they've pretty much stretched that out offensively. I know they signed Corey Brown in the offseason, an outfield bat, and he's kind of the left-handed Joey Butler. Joey Butler has come up and done well. He's been a gift offensively. But Corey Brown was, I could have seen him coming up at some point this year. Hadn't happened yet. But other than that, Maytuk is up right now, and he gives them a little bit of energy and a right-handed bat as they face a series of left-handers the next couple of days. But I would agree with you on that the infield seems a little bit thin now based on some of the troops who've come in and out.
All right, well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.